بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقول ابن آدم: مالي مالي، وهل لك يا ابن آدم من مال إلا ما أكلت فأبليت، إلا ما أكلت فأفنيت، أو لبست فأبليت، أو تصدقت فأمضيت، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, as believers in the Kareema La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, a cornerstone of our iman is the concept of al-ba'th ba'd al-maut, resurrection after death. As Muslims, we believe that maut is the beginning like it is an end. It is the end of a temporary life in this dunya, but the beginning now of our journey to the everlasting abode in the akhirah. When a person dies, it's not like the light switch is now turned off and everything is black and forgotten. No. There is another life after maut. In many places of Quran, many ayat in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this concept. This was something that the kuffar in Makkah, the non-believers in Makkah, refuted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed many, many verses to explain to man the concept of al-ba'ath ba'd al-maut. One such verse is in Surah Yasin: Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mauta. Indeed, we will definitely resurrect the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes in this verse. Inna is for emphasis. Inna. Nahnu is a repeat for emphasis. And then nuhyi al-mauta. So there's double emphasis by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that undoubtedly and definitely we will resurrect the dead. نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And belief in this concept is what will keep insan in check. Belief in the akhirah, believing that there is one day of accountability coming, a day where we will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that will keep a person in check. Unfortunately, if we look at our lives, then it is as if a person has forgotten that there is a life to come. There is a day of hisab, a day of accountability, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us after we have left this dunya. There is so much wrong that is taking place. There is so much wheeling and dealing. There is so much of zulm and oppression. There is so much of the usurping of rights of others, breaking of family ties, etc. It's as if a man has forgotten that a day is coming when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us to account. So, inna nahnu nuhyi al-mauta. We will definitely bring life. We will definitely resurrect the dead. On that day, respected friends and elders, like it is referred to as Yawmul Hisab, it is also referred to by other names in Quran. Yawmul Tanad, the day when people will be calling out to each other for help. Yawmul Taghabun, the day of gain and loss. People will gain and get Jannah, and many others will lose out and be deprived of Jannah. Allah save us. يوم الحسرة, it is the day of regret, because at that time a person will realize the opportunity he had and how he failed to grasp the opportunity given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. When we will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran, there will be different groups. People will be grouped up, there will be jamaats made. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. They resurrect and gather the oppressors and all of their like. So the Jamaat of the Zalims on one side, the Jamaat, for example, of the alcoholics on another side, those who engage in adultery on another side, etc. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when the souls will be paired. So on the day of Qiyamah, fortunate are those who are resurrected in the group of the Anbiya and the pious. It's a dua that is found in some of the early books, and a very common dua made in Turkey also. اللهم احشرنا في زمرة الصالحين. You will hear this dua very often in the masajid in Turkey. And it's a dua that we should include in our day-to-day duas. O Allah, resurrect us fi zumrati salihin. O Allah, resurrect us in the group of the pious. Because that is thereafter what will judge how a person will then lead the rest of his everlasting life in the akhirah. So inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. This is a reality. Resurrection, ba'ath ba'd al-maut, and the everlasting life thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then explains how will we be judged on that day. Ihya will take place, resurrection will take place. Nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum. Allah says, and we are writing what they have sent forth and what they have left behind, and their traces that they have left behind. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. In other words, their deeds. This is how we will be judged. Resurrection is for this, is to answer for what we sent forth and what legacy we left behind in the dunya. وَآثَارَهُمْ is referring to a man's legacy in the dunya. There are those who leave behind a good legacy, and unfortunately there are some that leave behind a bad legacy. نَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, what they have sent forth. In Surah Baqarah, Allah says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Establish salah, give zakah. In other words, fulfill the rights of Allah and the rights of the humankind around you. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you send forth for yourself, whatever good you do, in other words, the good actions we are doing, respected friends and elders, is an investment in the akhirah. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, what you are sending forth, this is your offshore investment. Once one friend was speaking to me on the phone. People nowadays are looking for a lot of opportunity to expand their sustenance. Allah grant barakah and halal sustenance to all. So he says, Murana, you in Turkey, you know, if you come across some investment opportunity, let me know. Today people are doing a lot of offshore investments. So I laughed and joked at him and said, you know, I don't know much about this. The only offshore investment I can offer you is the akhirat. And alhamdulillah, respected friends and elders, that is an investment which has got guaranteed returns. The weakening of the lira, strengthening of the rand, or weakening of the rand is not going to affect that investment. Whatever you send forth, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ, any good. That good can even be smiling at someone. Even if it be giving somebody way and preference over yourself to make wudu, for example, or to enter the toilet, or to take a parking space, that is also khair and good. Or if it is your sadaqah of 1 rand or 1 million rands, your 2 rakats of nafil salah at night, your tilawat of Qur'an, your dhikrullah, your one subhanallah, every single subhanallah will yield great reward in the akhirah. We see on the road sometimes advertisements, 10% per annum investment returns, 17% per annum, 20% per annum. That is nothing, respected friends and elders, and is not guaranteed. It's possible. It's possible it can go into a loss also, and we've had many examples of that. But your investment in the akhirah, minimum is times 10, not 10%, 1,000%. 10 times the reward, not 1/10 of the reward. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. any person who brings a good deed. Here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that the good we do is going to be sent forth to the akhirah. When you go, you will bring it with you. So, man ja'a bil hasana, whoever does any good and brings it to the akhirah, falahu ashru amthaliha. This is a speciality of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in exchange of one good, Allah rewards tenfold. And in the light of the ahadith and other ayat in Quran, up to ila sab'i mi'ati di'fin ila ad'afin kathira. Sometimes that one good you did, whether it be a physical good or monetary good, the reward for it can be multiplied up to 700 times, not 10 times, which is good enough, alhamdulillah, 1000%. Not 100 times, but ila sab'i mi'ati di'fin, 700 times more the reward, ila ad'afin kathira, and much more than that as well. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha, Allah will multiply the investment for whomsoever He wishes. There is nothing better than that of offshore investment. So wa naktubu ma qaddamu, we are writing whatever they send forth, whether it be good or bad. And whatever good is done, we will find it by Allah. Allah save us and protect us, even the bad and wrong and sin for which a person did not do tawbah, then that is also secured, so to say, in the akhirah. He will have to face the repercussions of that too. Allah protect us. In a hadith in Muslim Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man has this tendency of saying, mali, mali, my wealth, my wealth. In other words, he's always interested in amassing more and more wealth. وَهَلَّكَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ مِنْ مَالِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then addresses, and he says, oh man, you have no wealth that belongs to you besides إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ, what you have eaten and destroyed, finished, diminished. أو لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ, or what you have worn and it has now become old and worn out. أو تصدقت فأمضيت, or that which you have given in charity and as sadaqa and you have sent forth to the akhirah. أو تصدقت فأمضيت. This is the point here, respected friends and elders, that what we will give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that still belongs to us. If we have spent in the cause of a masjid, in the cause of a madrasa, to assist some widow or orphan, to build a well, to assist Muslims that are suffering, or mankind in general that is suffering in the dunya, then that is still under our ownership. That is ours. وَمَا سِوَى ذَٰلِكَ فَهُوَ تَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ. In another riwayah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, besides that, then this person is going and leaving it for the people. فَهُوَ ذَاهِبٌ وَتَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ. All the other properties that you have, all the cars that we may have, all the businesses that we may have owned and amassed, all of that is going to be left behind. It does not belong to us. He is going to leave, فَهُوَ ذَاهِبْ وَتَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ, and he's going to leave that behind for others. His real wealth is what he has used up while he was alive, and what he sent forth in the akhirah. And in this verse Allah says, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, and we are writing whatever they are sending forth. وَآثَارَهُمْ, and what they have left behind, their traces, their legacy. That is also being written down. In other words, after a person leaves this dunya, we normally understand that the doors are now closed. He cannot engage in any good deed. Yes, but if he set a good trend, if he taught somebody some good, then that is now his legacy that is going to be continuously written for him even after he left this dunya. Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasanatan, a person who taught others something good, then he will get the reward, and he will get the reward of all the others that will follow in doing that good. And unfortunately, the same applies to the opposite. If somebody taught the people some wrong, he had the bigger bash in his wedding, he wasted more wealth in his wedding, he had more music in his wedding, he had more haram, and others saw that and tried to outdo him. They took his lead. then not only would the initial perpetrator suffer the wrong and the harm and the sin and punishment of his wrong, but others who looked at him and followed suit, their portion of their wrong also will be on the initial perpetrator as well. So it is up to us what legacy we leave behind, because that is also going to be recorded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be rewarded accordingly or repaid accordingly in the akhirah. Imam Muslim rahimahullah, after quoting the first hadith that I told you, that, O insan, the only thing you own is what you send forth, your sadaqah, your good, in other words, he quotes the other famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ. There are three things that follow the deceased. When a man passes away, then for his janaza, يَتْبَعُهُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ. His family is with him at the time of ghusl, at the time of salatul janaza, up to the graveyard. وَمَالُهُ, his wealth. In those days, their slaves used to accompany them. In this day and age, the man's car may still be being used, etc. These things may follow him up to the grave, but after that, they cannot continue. Nobody's wealth is buried with him. His family don't accompany him in the grave. فَيَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. Two of them return. يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. His family and his wealth leave him at the qabr and go back. Go back to be owned by somebody else. They are no more his. وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. The only thing that belongs to him is his amal. If it's good, then هَنِيًا لَهُ. Good for him, alhamdulillah. If it is bad, Allah save us. So this is a reminder. O تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. The good that you do, the sadaqah you give, or any other good, that is what you own. And that is what's going to remain with you in the qabr as well, and in the akhirah. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَتِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, every person will be shaded by his sadaqah on the day of qiyamah. So somebody gave sadaqah with ikhlas, and it was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of the figure. On the day of qiyamah, that sadaqah will shade him from the extreme heat, like we know the sun will be so near. But the sadaqah will be shielding him. Sadaqah has been mentioned as an example. Somebody didn't have much to give as sadaqah, but he engaged in abundant tilawat of Quran. The Quran will be with him on the day of Qiyamah to save him, to protect him. Somebody fasted a lot of nafil fast, that will be there to protect him and save him and to bring his reward. And respected friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time enlightens us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us some examples. Not for the day of Qiyamah, but even before the day of Qiyamah. There were people who are upon death. In their qabrs they were seen. They were heard reciting Quran. Or they were seen engaged in some ibadah. Or in a dream thereafter. These are all to show us that this is what we need to be taking forth. And this is what will benefit us in the akhirah. Thabit al-Bunani rahimahullah was a senior tabi'i and a famous student of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu. He stayed 40 years in the khidmah of his ustad, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu. And he was a great abid. He loved to engage in ibadah. So he wasn't mentioned for his sadaqah, but ibadah in general. Tahajjud salah at night, fasting during the day. He was referred to as A'badu ahli zamanihi, the greatest abid in his zamana. The greatest abid and worshipper in the time of the tabi'een. What an honor. Thabit al-Bunani rahimahullah used to make this dua. Allahumma in kunta a'tayta ahadan is-salata fi qabrih, fa'a'tini. Oh Allah, if you have allowed anyone to engage in salah even after he has left this dunya, in his qabr, then give me that honor as well. Allama Dhahabi rahimahullah, after quoting this incident, says that it is said that this dua was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because after he passed away, people saw him in their dreams that he was reading salah in his qabr. This is what he had taken forth. Like, Allah save us, some people's qubur will be filled with serpents, with punishment, with fire, with adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, there are others who are blessed by virtue of their a'mal and their good deeds in this dunya. Among the most inspirational incidents I came across on this topic is the incident of Imam Amr ibn Ali al-Fallas rahimahullah. Imam Ya'qub ibn Sufyan al-Fasawi rahimahullah. He was a great muhaddith who lived in a similar era of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim rahimahumullah and others. Ya'qub ibn Sufyan al-Fasawi was a great muhaddith and very prolific in hadith. After he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, what happened? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me that you are now allowed to quote hadith and give dars of hadith in the skies, like you were giving dars of hadith in the dunya. Some people saw him, he says, I was on the fourth sky giving dars of hadith. Some said they saw him, he was on the seventh sky giving dars of hadith. Jibreel alayhi salam was there as the mukabbir, as the conveyor to the other malaika. And the malaika sat in my dars, he says, with golden pens, writing down the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is ma qaddamu. What he sent forth, he met it immediately after his wafat. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever we send forth, we will find it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse in Surah Yasin, Allah is saying, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. We are writing what they send forth. Writing it so that there's a record, so that they can be repaid for it. وَآثَارَهُمْ. And their legacies, what they left behind. This word وَآثَارَهُمْ has been interpreted in two ways. One is, like I have told you, and I will come back to this. And the other is, even their footsteps. Even their footsteps are being written down. So some of the Mufassirun explain that, imagine something that is usually not recorded. Now with your smart watch, you are counting the steps. That is counting the number of steps, yes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the angels counting and writing down the steps, that in which direction this person is taking these steps. Is he taking and is he walking towards good or towards bad? Even that is being written down. And the other explanation is that what a person has left behind in this dunya. إِذَا مَاتَ بْنُ آدَمَ. Another hadith in Muslim Sharif. When a man dies, in قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ. All his deeds come to an end. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثْ. But three. These are his legacy. This is how a person can leave a lasting legacy in the dunya, which will continue to provide him returns in the akhirah. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثْ. Three things can still benefit him after he has left this dunya. مِنْ إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. Meaning some good that he has done that is lasting. So again, he contributed to the building of a masjid, a madrasa, digging of a well, which is still providing water for people long after he is gone. He sponsored a kitab. He sponsored a student of deen. And this person has become a hafiz. And for as long as he will read Quran, and he will teach to others, the initial sponsorer who has left this dunya will continue to acquire the reward. Sadaqah jariyah. Respected friends and elders, if we can't do it for ourselves, how can we expect that our heirs will do it for us? That is the message today. Let us do it for ourselves. Like the hadith mentioned, oh Ibn Adam, oh man, nothing belongs to you, you're going to leave it for others. And they are at liberty to do whatever they want. What you have sent forth, oh tasaddaqta faamdayt, what you have done for the akhirah, is what will benefit you. Today is so sad, respected friends and elders. There is so much of ghaflat and negligence that has covered us. That the man passes away today, tomorrow his grandchildren are booked for a holiday, they can't change it. Such ghaflat, and it is taken as a norm, it's no more even frowned upon. What holiday are they going for some cruise in the Mediterranean? The man has just passed away in your home. The brother is gone the next day, or that same evening. Because people die and are born all the time, my life must continue. Even at that time, we don't have the ability to take heed. Then what if my mouth has to come now? I'm in the middle of the Mediterranean. Nothing can, it can be advertised as halal. Nothing besides the food may have been halal, like some said. In that kind of an environment to leave this dunya, and we just have a reminder, our brother, our father, our uncle, our grandfather has passed away one day before we're leaving. If you have to cancel that holiday, is that going to make you a poor man? Are you going to have to skip even one meal? You have the ability to continue going for these later. And that also is not even advised. In light of the broader suffering of the ummah, ulama nowadays are advising us, in light of the broader suffering, let alone some near and dear one with us, our Muslim brother and sister are suffering in Sudan, in Somalia, somebody whose existence we are completely unaware of. They are our brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam. Take pity on their suffering, take heed, and cut down your luxury, cut down your holidays. That is the general advice. Here, somebody in my own family, somebody is extremely ill, but I can't make that adjustment. So much the heart has been engulfed, respected friends and elders, by the love of the dunya. My Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Awama, Hafidhahullah, often used to advise his children with the same ayah that I quoted to you, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum. All of this is being written down, whatever we are engaged in. Wa kulla shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubeen. Allah says, everything has been recorded in a clear book. On the day of Qiyamah, that book will be given. Yawma ya'ti kullu unasim bi imamihim. Everyone will come with his own book. We are the authors of our own book. What a shame if it's advertised that this person had no shame. When people were suffering in his own home, he had no pity. His luxury came first. His extravagance came first. He never took heed. And together with this verse, Shaykh often repeats this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةِ. The love of this dunya is the root of all sin. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا has engulfed the heart to such an extent, this is a separate topic altogether, that no amount of bayan, no amount of sickness to our near and dear ones, no amount of loss is now making any effect on that heart because it is engulfed. It is now soaked with the love of the dunya. Love of dunya is what? Not only love for his business, love for increasing his wealth, love for spending his wealth also for the luxuries of the dunya. Hubbu dunya, and then that becomes the root for all evil. Like I said, even if it is advertised as halal, there's hardly anything that is halal about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah grant us the ability of understanding and never forgetting, inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. We are definitely going to resurrect the dead. And this concept of accountability in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in front of us before any major decision or even minor decision in our lives. Before we are embarking on anything, think about the accountability in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person before he starts a business or he embarks on any big venture in this dunya, then he weighs the pros and cons. How much does he stand to gain or lose? What are the pros and cons? The same concept regarding akhirah, respected friends and elders. How is this going to benefit me in the akhirah? Because this is what I'm going to find in the akhirah. This is my offshore investment. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Every minute thing will be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq of spending every moment in this dunya with the awareness and consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. With this awareness that everything is being written down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this fatal disease of ghaflat and neglect. When a person is oblivious and he has forgotten the concepts of imaniyat, the concept of akhirah, the concept of accountability, because that will take a person further and further away and he will become more and more engulfed in hubbud dunya, the love of the dunya, which is the root of all evil. Allah save us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.